Uncle Josh on an Airplane by Byron G. Harlan. Unlike the three preceding records, this story was not written by Cal Stewart, but it is very similar to Uncle Josh on a Bicycle, which was written by Cal Stewart.
That was Henry Hoskins' boy, come home and bought one of them newfangled flying machines with him. And all of our boys and gals are talking about it now. Well, sir, nothing would do them but I must learn to write on it. Well, sir, now I didn't think very favorable on it, but in order to keep peace in the family, I told him I would learn. Well, I wish you'd have been there when I commenced. I took that machine by the horns and I let it out in the middle of the pasture. Then I got in sort of unconcerned like. And by gosh, I got out of it sort of unconcerned like. Well, I sat down a minute to think it over. Then the trouble commenced. That darn machine jumped up in front and kicked up behind and bucked up in the middle and shied and balked and jumped sideways and carried on worse than a couple of steers the first time they was yoked. Well, I managed to hang on for a spell. Then I went up in the air and come down all over that darn machine. I fell on top of it, I fell under it, I fell on both sides of it, I fell between the wings, and I fell in front of the front wheel and behind the hind wheel at the same time. I don't know how I ever did it, but I did. I run my foot through its tail, and with its nose I put about 150 punctures in a head fence and carried a horse and buggy far off the highway. I made more revolutions in a 15-foot circle than any buzzsaw that ever was invented. Well, sir, I lost my laugh, and I lost the cramp, and I lost my patience, and I lost my temper, and I lost my self-respect, and my last suspender button, and my standing in the community. I guess I broke the steel bars, and I broke the sprocket, and I broke the Ten Commandments, and the law against loud and abusive language. And no, I wish you could see me now. I got court plastered up on me to start any drugstore in the lab. Well, sir, I'm through with it. Once is enough for me. You can have all your writing in the frying machine if you want to. But for my part, I just as soon stand up and walk as just sit down and walk. No more aeroplanes for your Uncle Josh. Not if he knows it, and your Uncle